The coronavirus disease now has a name, COVID-19. That's a mashup of the words coronavirus and disease and the year 2019. Researchers have been calling for an official name to avoid stigmatizing any group or country like China. In Beijing today, President Xi Jinping made some public appearances donning a blue surgical face mask. Let's not shake hands, Xi said, adding that China is in a special period. President Xi described the fight against the coronavirus as a war and told workers at a Beijing hospital, "We will be victorious." Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, fear of the coronavirus is also leading to extreme caution, and that's putting a damper on pro-democracy street protests. But as the world's Patrick Nguyen reports, activists are trying to keep the movement going.
Protesters throwing Molotovs, cops firing tear gas grenades. This has defined Hong Kong for about the last 8 months. It got so bad that the government said, "Hey, we can throw you in jail just for wearing a mask in public."
We believe that the new law will create a deterrent effect against masked violent protesters and rioters.
That's Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam announcing the ban on masks back in October. Now, that law hasn't gone away, but something curious is happening. The streets are much more quiet, and if you do go out, it's now taboo to not wear a mask.
If there's somebody else who are not wearing masks, there will be tension from the rest of the crowd because they will think that, oh, this is very irresponsible for a person not wearing a mask in public.
That's Frank Wong, a law student. He's with the Hong Kong City University Student Union, a group that offers legal support to protesters. And the revolution, he says, is really on pause right now because how do you bring out hundreds of thousands of people standing shoulder to shoulder when everyone is scared of getting sick? Until this point, the protesters have been relentless. Thousands of rounds of tear gas, that didn't scare them away. Threats from Chinese leader Xi Jinping to shatter the bones of dissidents, nope. But the coronavirus has finally done what the Chinese government so far has failed to do. That's one recent public demonstration, a small one, and they're not talking about revolution. It's a group of medical workers chanting, "Close the border to save Hong Kong." That's the border with China. Hong Kong's local government has closed most border crossings with China, but some want a total blockade. Fear is increasing, especially after a family in Hong Kong, 9 people, all got the virus by eating hot pot together. So now, panic buying. That's a video from Twitter. Dozens of people at a market in Hong Kong scrambling to buy toilet paper.
There are rumors that some of the daily necessities might be cut off, that the supply of it might be cut off. For example, the tissue papers and rice, even rice.
Frank Wong says that is what everyone is talking about, even inside the protest movement. But also, honestly, the protesters are tired, he says. The marches and street battles, even before the virus, fatigue was setting in. Because also, the police have been making it harder to protest. More beatings, more pepper spray, more arrests.
So we can see that there's some kind of a horror they are creating. That if you step out in protest, you've got to bear some risk.
So while everyone is cooped up in their apartments, Wong says protesters are debating online whether the risk is worth it. Taking over streets in big numbers, is that getting them closer to their goal, which is free elections of local leaders, keeping their sense of autonomy? Some say maybe being so noisy and public isn't the way to go anymore.
We can already see some instances of underground fighting. For example, there are some officers being targeted when they're off duty, where they will be beaten up.
That's already happened. Plus arson attacks on police stations, destroying public property. Wong says once the virus threat is over, protesters may resort to more covert tactics.
So they are turning the movement into the next stage where the movement won't be broadcasted in the air, but they will have underground planning for these targeted attacks.
For now, even though the streets are quiet, the anger is still there, and not just among the protesters. The latest poll by Gallup, which came out yesterday, shows 70% of Hong Kongers have no confidence in their local government. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.